Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The most emphatic, happy Friday, Cleveland. We are so entirely back. I don't know what else to tell you. Cavs start about 30 minutes here with the tip. We're going to talk them coming out of the gate. We'll get to Andrew Berry and his comments today as well. We'll be playing him back. If you missed him on earlier today with Ken and Anthony, he'll be played again here at 8 o'clock in an hour's time. Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime from 7 to 11 tonight. Jax Gregory on the board. You heard him on the 2020s doing work behind the glass. Michael Markoch with us as well tonight. I mean, what fires you up more than three guys going from, maybe they'll play, maybe they won't. They didn't play in game two. The hopes are looking bleak. All three activated, ready to go, roll right along. Game time decision no more. Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, DeAndre Hunter, all going to be in game three tonight. I mean, can we get the good times rolling? Let's go. Get the good vibes rolling. Come on, fire it off, Jax.
Come on, Cavs. Gotta make it happen. Come on, Cavs.
You gotta be ready to go tonight. You gotta be reeling to go tonight. If you're flipping the momentum in a series, it happens right here, and it happens right now. I mean, I want to hear you guys. Hey, we got 40 minutes to talk Cavs here before the tip's fired off. 216-474-0092. Is confidence restored? You got all three guys back. Is confidence restored for the Cavs to actually be able to come back and win a series here against Indiana, going into Indiana, down 2-0. Backs are up against the wall. The only thing that could be worse is if you were to lose tonight and then be backs against the wall 3-0. But that's not happening. It's not going to happen. We are here down 2-0. Game 3 vibes are as high as they can possibly get. I don't know what else you need. Like, this is really the dial shifter for the Cavs to have all three guys ready and to be active in a Game 3. Like, this is what everybody was calling for. This is when you talk about Cavs injuries, and we've been sitting here talking Cavs injuries for the last, 4 days. Probably beyond that if we're talking about Darius. Right? We've been talking about these guys. We've heard everything from they're soft, they're not going to play. If they don't play, get them off my team. Well, all three guys, we have likely high ankle sprain for Evan Mobley, dislocated thumb. You have the turf toe equivalent for Darius Garland. All three guys out there for game three. If you need something else to actually get you juiced and get you ready to go, I mean, either you're not a Cavs fan or your faith is far too low in this team than it should be. Like, we were talking about this even last night going back and just talking about the difference that it makes if you get Darius Garland on the floor, right? The impact that makes for the Pacers defensively and getting them to do the correct thing and actually have to defend multiple guards and not being able to maybe completely stifle a guy like Ty Jerome. Having all three of those guys back makes a drastic difference. And even if they're not 100%, right? Even if those guys aren't at full go, it's still a massive upgrade from what you were rolling with before. Like, I like Craig Porter Jr. a lot. You got 4 minutes of him. 4 minutes of those being Darius Garland are going to be significantly more impactful in a game where the Cavs have to take on the Pacers. I just think this is a game three that obviously nobody has to tell you, but they have to take this game. This is your season on the line. You go down 3-0, your hopes are pretty much squandered. Like, to win four straight and pull off a reverse sweep against the Pacers, we're talking 1%, sub 1% chance. You got everything that you could possibly need now to take them down. The confidence that we had in the Cavs, sure, is it full health of all three of these players? Maybe not. But you saw the way they played down all three guys. You saw the way they played down just Darius Garland. And even without it, it feels like within two games, Kenny Atkinson had clearly found some sort of recipe for success against Indiana. In game two, there was clearly a difference from the way that they played in game one. Defensively, they attacked Indiana and made it much more difficult. Guys, that doesn't change now that you have three guys here. You don't reset the game plan to what it was in game one. You just execute it with more talented and more just overall depth on the roster. This is the way that it should be going. Very important question to ask. Jax, is the series over?
Yeah, the series is over.
Series is over. Cavs in.
You want my real answer or my...
I mean, shoot me with whatever you got.
Cavs in six.
Cavs in six. There you go. Series over. Four straight. Is that the real answer?
No.
Okay, it's fine. I'll take it and run with it. I'm assuming the real answer is Cavs in seven. But I'll take Cavs in six. I think Cavs in seven is definitely the more realistic outlook, and that's perfectly fine. But... this should be the juice. Your juice should be sitting at Cavs in six right now. Like, we should be riding at the all-time high in this game, and you should be expecting the Cavs to come out, and this should be a game that they, I don't want to say dominate, because I respect the Pacers. I think the Pacers are a very good team. Just because you get all three guys back doesn't make this an easy game, and maybe some expectations would have to be tampered here, or tempered would be the correct word. Don't tamper your expectations. That could probably lead south. But you want to temper your expectations to be more so in line with the Pacers are still a really good team. There's going to be a good fight in this game. But this is your opportunity. Like, the momentum swing that you get, not only from just having all three guys on the floor tonight, but with a win and with a statement win, a win that you get rather convincingly tonight, as much as the Cavs really were in pure desperation mode going into this game, and all the momentum was in the favor of Indiana, I think a lot of that swings back. Even in the series, even in the minds of the Pacers, I think a lot of that swings back, not into the Cavs' favor, but a lot closer to even. Right? Like, this has to be a move. I'm thinking like Undertaker rising up after being knocked out cold right now. That's what this feels like. It's like, easy win in the bag. Pacers are feeling good. What are they going to do? Activate Darius Garland. They're going to get Darius Garland off the injury report. Okay. All right. Again, I think is much more, but from the view of Indiana, much different. Like, I'm Tyrese Haliburton sitting there right now going, wait on, all three? All three? And then the Undertaker music cues. It's like, back, right on his feet. Would have never known. It's all there tonight to be able to recapture momentum and get the Cavs back to where they need to be in this series. If this is what we all talked about, right? The Cavs are in a low spot in this series, and if they're going to be able to come back, all three guys have to play. You need the stars back. Every guest that we talked to throughout the station in the last couple of days leading about this topic was like, the Cavs aren't done. This thing's not dusted, but they need those guys to be healthy. You need to get some of these players back in order to be able to win this series. Bringing all three back does shift the momentum. It does. For a Cavs team that was already favored with an unknown status on all three, this shifts the momentum back to being a very Cleveland-centric series where, yes, you have to go take care of business, but now I don't want to hear the Cavs really just the down of getting here. Like, everybody was so down on the Cavs, it felt like around the city where it's like, oh, yeah, it's a tough road. You know, maybe they can do it, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. You know, I don't know. Not a ton of faith there. This should be leading up to this game the exact opposite, right? You should be bringing on the give me New Yorks and give me Bostons. I want just wild, unmeasured excitement about this team because that's where it should be. You've had faith in this team all year. You've lost two playoff games, and you're back to full health. Or the closest thing to it, at least if you look at the injury report. You're back to what is equivalent to full health in your destination of basically a guarantee to the Eastern Conference Finals should be right there in front of you, and you should be feeling good about it once again. It's a team who's earned their way throughout the year and are at least going out there and putting a little bit more weight on their shoulders. They're willing to risk, hey, maybe I'm not at 100%, maybe I'm not back at full health, but I'm ready to play. Forget and throw away those narratives of, well, you know, I'm not entirely sure that these guys want to play. Are they playing this too cautious? Well, throw that out. It looks like a Cavs team that went into game two thinking, you know what? We need you healthy. If that costs you a game, if that costs you two games, we think that we can steal one at home tonight against Indiana in game two. Well, you sold away that chance, and for that, you're getting all your guys back. I think it was truly a confidence play by the Cavs in game two, if all these guys are going to be active for game three, of saying, yeah, we really feel like we can take one. And truthfully, they could have, and they should have. But now it's back to full go. Were they being too cautious with injuries? Potentially, but that's clearly no more. And there should be no more Cavs or soft talk going into the future. 216-474-0092. Is confidence restored in a Cavs team with all three guys healthy? And maybe as we talk here in a few minutes, what makes those guys get out and be active and whether or not it's the right decision in terms of the individual. You can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake. We can do our social media reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot coming up for you guys tonight. Like I said at the top of the show, 8 o'clock, we're going to listen to Andrew Berry back from when he was on with Ken and Anthony this morning. In case you missed that, you'll be able to go back and listen. But additionally to that, you got the Station Buzz at 7:40. Get a Grip, going to be coming your way later on the show at 9 as well. We'll get Change Your Mind somewhere in that 9 o'clock hour. And of course, the Cavs have started, Cavs have wrapped up. We'll be reacting right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick. Get ready right now. 216-474-0092. Is faith restored in a Cavs team with DeAndre Hunter, Evan Mobley, and Darius Garland all ready to go? We'll get to your calls and more here coming up in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick. With the guys here until 11 on The Fan. Like I'm in Rocket Arena right now. The only thing that's missing is like the uncomfortable amount of heat on my face as there's pyrotechnics going off like a couple hundred feet above my head. Jake Volnick with the guys here on Overtime. Asking you at 216-474-0092. Are you more confident in the Cavs now with three players back? Has faith been restored? Are the Cavs taking this thing down? You got to win four out of the next five. Your only opportunity to win is to just basically take it to the Indiana Pacers. And you have to do it over the course of a series. Can't just be tonight, but it should be tonight. Game three should be in full control of the Cavs tonight. And I want to know where your faith is at. Again, at 216-474-0092. And you can also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C Jake. Let's go out to the phones here. Let's talk to Ron is in Bedford. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, Jake. I hope you're doing well, man.
Hey, you too. I appreciate it, Ron.
Yeah, I believe in the Cavs, man. Game two, we almost won that. We should have won that. All right, and that's without the three people. But, hey, I'd say kick ass and let's get going.
That's about.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
About where it's at, Ron. I appreciate the call. It is sort of where I think you're standing. It's just, now should be pedal to the metal, right? Like, even if you don't have a full strength Evan Mobley, right? Even if, I'm not going to call it he's on a minutes restriction, because I don't think that's ever happening in the playoffs. I don't think you're putting players on minutes restrictions. But even if he's limited tonight where he's not playing his average amount of minutes, you need to be getting good times out of those. You need to be getting a productive period where he's on the floor and where everybody's on the floor. And this needs to be a rather dominant win coming out from the Cavs where they have to go out and show something and show life in the series once again. And you showed life in game two. You really did. Like, as much as all of us walked away from that game being disappointed and having our hearts ripped out, the fact that you walked in without three of your top five players and lost by one, like, if you just look at the end of the game and you look at the box score and you look at the final score, it should have showed promise. It should have showed the ability for the Cavs to actually still be competing. And that's where, if anybody's sitting here, the lack of faith with three guys back, that's where I don't get it. Like, you were within one. You played a close game even in game one. It was in a blowout by the Pacers. You've played two close games and you've been down at least one guy in each of those. Like, Donovan's going to be ready to go, right? If you're going to get an efficient Donovan at any point, it feels like tonight would be an efficient Donovan night. Hey, you just watch 48 go through the basket. Now when you're actually getting open looks, let's see how many go down. But you have everything you need. A loss is not acceptable tonight. It's not anything that we're going to look at and just be like, oh, well, at least they played hard tonight. No, like, you have to win. It is truthfully a must win in a game three against the Pacers. You don't have the room or the wiggle room to lose. You just have to go out there and take care of business. You have to do it tonight. I will say, though, as guys are coming back from injury here, and we talk about the severity of Evan Mobley injury, and not that he like broke his leg, but just the fact that normally high ankle sprain probably keeps you out week, 2 weeks, sometimes longer, depending on how bad it truly is. Dislocated thumb. This is a regular season. I can guarantee we'd be going weeks without seeing DeAndre Hunter. The one thing that I would be even slightly concerned about, slightly worried about this game, is the fact that, yeah, I am obviously going to give the guys props no matter what for going out there and trying to tough it out injured. The only thing that you look at, though, is, are you sort of rushing these guys back? Are you getting, you know, 50% of Evan Mobley? And Evan Mobley, who we can look at it and say, well, if you lose this, you're out, but that you're going to just injure further and is going to be, you know, not in full shape for this game. And can at times maybe be a detriment on the floor. Basically, as a fan, the media pressure that you put on them and the pressure that they feel on themselves in a series like this, whether or not you're just fully rushing them back. And again, I think it's a fine line to walk. They sort of talking about the, are you being rushed back? Is this something that you should be worried about? Because game three, your season's on the line. If there's ever a time to rush back, now would be the time to rush back. If there's ever a time to try to give it a go at 60% health, you go and you do it no matter what. But there's obviously the risk of re-injury. Obviously, the risk that you can't get through the game with all of these guys. And there is maybe at least a small fear that these guys are coming back and probably aren't ready for it. And I get it. I still want him back. If you're not ready to be fully 100% healthy and be back, you just kind of look at this one and say you don't really have much of a choice. Right? Unless you physically can't go and there's no chance you can get on a basketball floor and do anything to be productive, you have to sort of give it a go. You've had extra days of rest. Right, you've had plenty of time to rest the injury since game one for both of those guys. Plenty of time for Darius Garland, most certainly, all dating back to game two of the Miami series. You've had all that you can basically afford if you're the Cavs. I hope this just isn't an instance where the Cavs come out to perform and you look at a guy like DeAndre Hunter, for instance, who even if the Cavs are able to complete a comeback, you're not seeing for the rest of the playoffs. That's the only fear. But I get it. I support it. And it's definitely taking away the label of soft. Again, 216-474-0092. Let's go out to the phones, talk to Dennis. What's going on, Dennis?
Hey, Jake. I just had a question in regards to your it has to be a big win. I'm kind of confused. It just has to be a win. It doesn't matter how well they win or how well they do tonight, because you got guys that were injured coming back, especially Garland, that they're going to be winded. I don't care about big wins. I just care about wins. And you said it has to. We have to show that we can win big. No, I don't think so at all. I just disagree. Sorry.
Yeah, and no, I mean, Dennis, no problem at all, and I appreciate the call. And honestly, maybe I misspoke there. I didn't mean you got to go out and win by 20. I mean, it'd be nice. It'd be really good for the momentum of this. You don't have to go out and win by 20. And again, maybe I misspoke there. Maybe I missed something, but it's definitely not my my intention to go out there and say you have to win a big by the numbers tonight. It would be a big win for the series. The impact of the win would be huge. But no, I don't think you have to go out and beat the brakes off Indiana tonight. Although I do think crushing the confidence a little bit would certainly go a long way. But yeah, a win's a win tonight. You go out there and you have to earn a win. Do whatever it takes. Do what you have to do to be able to lock this thing in. Yeah, make no mistake. The Cavs are out here playing for their life. If you win by one or you win by 15, it doesn't matter to me. I'd like to see you be dominant. I'd like to see you show some confidence and actually show some a little bit of dominance on the floor. From start to finish, it would go a long way, I think, for Cavs fans' faith. I think it'd go a long way in sort of crushing the momentum and the high that they're riding on right now in terms of Indiana. But I just don't think it's... Yeah, if I said that, I don't know. That one's on me. Right hand in the air if that came out of my mouth. Didn't mean it that way. Vibes are high. Momentum's high. Anxiety also rather high for this game. But I just think this is such an absolute... You have to be here. You have to be back for it for the Cavs right now. If this is what it takes, then this is what it takes. Right? Getting all the guys back on the floor is certainly a big start to where you're at. And I know, and I'm going to be the guy looking a little bit too far ahead right now, but being down 2-0 to Indiana right now feels a whole lot better than Boston being down 2-0 to the Knicks. But as soon as you get all guys healthy, it feels a lot better than being down 2-0 to the Knicks as a rather healthy Celtics team besides playing through an injury Jaylen Brown and I can barely go Kristaps Porzingis. But you're in a better spot. You're still in a clear position to be able to come back from the series. You just need to show everything that you possibly can. This needs to be a game that you come out and you remain physical. The Cavs played with such a desperation in game two. There was clear evidence of them just being backs against the wall, knowing they had nothing to lose in the game, that nobody should expect them to go out and win that one. And you saw it right out of the jump. It was an intensity. They played with a chip on their shoulder. The thing is, as soon as you get to the opening tip tonight, that just can't change. There can be no way the Cavs come in and are, you know, in any way flat-footed or back with the sort of level-headed confidence that they had coming into the series. No, you have to be playing out of your mind. You have to be acting like this is your season on the line. This is the only thing that matters to you in the moment is game three. And you have to go out there and give it your all on both sides of the ball. And that's going to be, I think, the difficulty of this is looking at Evan Mobley with a high ankle sprain and saying, okay, how do you keep the defensive intensity going? How do you match that intensity from game two that was displayed by guys like Dean Wade, and was displayed by, you know, even your Isaac Okoros and your Sam Merrills. You have to be willing to do that and play that style of basketball, because that's what's won you, or almost won you game two. That's what had you in the lead for the majority of game two, was playing that way. You have to play quick and aggressive defense. And the test tonight is going to be, how can Darius Garland manage to play that style of defense, and how can Evan Mobley do it as well? You're going to find out a lot in this game, I think, in the first probably 5 to 6 minutes. You're going to find out what your top two of your top three guys look like in trying to nurse back an injury. You'll be able to notice if Evan Mobley's a step slow, and if defensively he's causing you more problems than he's actually helping you. From a defensive player of the year, you're only playing on one leg, it's going to be tough. And playing through an injury, there's probably no other team that you'd rather not have to play against when you're playing through an injury. Indiana runs the floor. They run the pace. This is not going to be, well, you're injured and playing through it, and you're going to look like an absolute superstar no matter what. Might work with slower paced teams. Indiana's going to push that. They're going to make it a test. And honestly, I was talking about it with Jackson Michael between the break. I'm not surprised in the slightest if we get to this game and you crown a villain. There's going to be a villain, a Mo Wagner-type villain in this game, because something's going to happen where Evan's going to, you know, and I'm not saying long-term or anything like that, but Evan's going to tweak the ankle. Darius is going to be grasping at his foot. You know, DeAndre Hunter's going to be reaching back at the hand, and you're going to be looking at it and going, that was intentional. That was dirty. I don't like that guy. And honestly, as long as we're not talking about further injury, that's the kind of energy I like. Like, Cavs fans also need to have the chip on their shoulder. You need to have somebody to look at and basically claim as the villain and get you more involved in this series when we get back to Cleveland. And I think there's a good chance you probably get that guy tonight. Again, 216-474-0092. We'll get your last thoughts in here before the Cavs tip off. Coming up in about 5 minutes as well, we'll get to the station buzz. It's Overtime with Jake Volnick, with you guys right here on The Fan. If you missed Andrew Berry on with Ken and Anthony this morning, well, get ready. 18 minutes from now at 8 o'clock, you're going to be able to hear it back. We're going to play that back for you. We'll react following that as well. But I do want to get your guys' thoughts here before the Cavs officially tip off. 216-474-0092. Is confidence restored? Let's go out to the phones. Let's talk to Jeffrey is in Cleveland. What's going on, Jeffrey?
No, my confidence is not restored in the Cavaliers. I want to say go Cavs, but I know Carlisle has got something up his sleeves. And if you watch the movie Scarface, when that guy told Rick Al Pacino, don't ever underestimate the other man's greed. That's the Cavs problem right there. Go Cavs.
I, Jeffrey, appreciate the call, Scarface reference. It's a connection. It's like Chris Fedor pulling out Maverick the other day on Afternoon Drive.
That was the Jeffrey that said the Heat were going to take the Cavs to 7.
Was that the same? Was that Jeffrey? Okay.
I just needed to hear his voice. That was him.
That's all it did. I love that that's so ingrained in your mind right now. That's the first thing you connected to. He said Heat in 7. I don't think there's any underestimating of Rick Carlisle in that, though. Like, Rick Carlisle's pulled tricks out of his sleeve. I thought game two
was. He's a very good coach. I actually really like Rick Carlisle. Can't even speak. But he's a very good coach.
No, he is. I mean, I've been singing his praises since the series started, since before the series started. I think he's a really good coach. Again, but you saw the tricks up the sleeve in game two. I'm not saying he's not going to be a competent coach in this. I think if you just go, you're underestimating Rick Carlisle, I think you're also underestimating Kenny Atkinson in this series too. Like, with his lineup fully healthy, let's not forget the Cavs are absolutely the favored team. No doubt. Hands down. All right, let's...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Let's talk a little bit more Cavs here before they tip off. And let's do it by getting to the most pressing thing said by our station's guest today with the station buzz. All right, let's kick things off. Kurt Helene, NBC Sports, on with Afternoon Drive today. And he talked about how the Cavs have to come out here and start this game in Game 3.
They should also be out there tonight with a insane level of desperation. This is too good a team to go down 0-3. And nobody's come back from 0-3 in NBA history anyway, but this is really just too good a team. You can't go down that far. It's the same with Boston. You have to come out with a real sense of desperation. This is must win as it gets. And that means getting everybody on board and playing as much as they can. And somebody's going to have to step up. Some guys are going to have to step up who might not normally be relied on in that way.
Yeah, you're absolutely going to need some of your bench guys to show up and start doing amazing things. Absolutely going to need it to happen. The Cavs have to come out, again, the same way that you came out and you played when you were in Game 2, despite having some of your key guys back. It's not a time, and I don't think the Cavs are going to do it, where they're riding back and sort of just sitting back and along for the ride. You just don't get that luxury. You don't. You don't have the ability to go out there and be just patient as a Cavs team. Everything rides on right now, and you have to be showing that everything rides on right now. I think you get extra desperation. I think you're going to get guys who are hungry, and I think you should be getting a very hungry Darius Garland, who's had to sit on the sidelines and watch as this entire thing happens. I think you're getting a much better version of him tonight, and one who's going to be ultra-aggressive, and that's just the way that the Cavs need to play. It needs to be ultra-aggressive in order to keep these things going and in order to actually put the beat down on Indiana. It's going to start on the defensive end of the ball, and I'm going to be looking at the guys who are hurt in order to do it. I'm going to be looking at this bench. Ty Jerome, it's step-up time, buddy. It's step-up time for Ty Jerome. I need to see the desperation out of you. You got your guards back. It should be much easier to actually get your shot now because you're not going to have the best defender on you at any given moment. I'm hoping we see a little bit more out of Ty than like the 2-for-30 he's put up to start the series. All right, let's keep it with Kurt Helene actually for a second. Again, NBC Sports on with Afternoon Drive today. And he talked about whether or not the Cavs have a real chance to be winning this series.
I think the Cavs have a really good chance. They've got to do it tonight. And again, health obviously plays into this. But I think they've got a genuine chance here to come back. And that said, I'm not sure I'd put it much above 50-50. 55, 60, like, that's still a good Indiana team who now has a 2-0 advantage. Like, you've got to win 4 or 5. That's tough to do against anybody in the NBA. It's not impossible, but it's not easy.
Yeah, I think it's a completely fair. If you're looking at this series like a coin toss series now for the Cavs, that's a completely fair way to look at it. But the confidence should be back there. A coin toss is a lot better than anywhere you were at in Game 2. Right after you saw Evan Mobley not playing, DeAndre Hunter not playing, and you got your hearts ripped out from the way that Game 2 started, yeah, you should absolutely feel down after that game. I think that's the correct decision. But with everybody back for Game 3 and the way that this series now pans out with all those guys playing, it's kind of a coin flip. Even down 2-0, it's kind of a coin flip. The Cavs were favorites, coming in to this series. And most people were taking them like 4-2, right? Maybe we had some people taking them 4-1. I think that shows you with two games on the other side. Yeah, it's now a coin flip. You spotted them two games. Now's where you have to sort of turn it on. You have to be able to bring it up and you have to be able to match that intensity. You just don't have as much luxury to work around in this series in general. Now you have to be on your A game going through it, but if you spot them two games, then yeah, you're still looking for a 4-1 result. You just have to close it out the way that you were expected to close it out, I think, basically to start things, and maybe play even a little bit above where you were before. But you still got to see Indiana. You have the ability to adjust to Indiana and do everything that you possibly need to do. It's all now about execution and keeping your guys healthy to close out the rest of the series. You have to execute, and we can't be dealing with any more injuries. Everybody's got to stay right where they are and take care of business. And again, I just don't think there's any reason to really look at this Cavs team and think that they don't have the ability to do it. If everybody's out there and trying tonight to play at their highest level, then yeah. I think that that shows you everything you need to know about the toughness, the grit, and the determination to go out and not have your season end here for a Cavs team who, quite frankly, I don't know a ton of players that would do it, but you could roll over. You could just say, nope, I'm not going. It hurts too bad. Nobody's out there doing that tonight. All right, again, we're going to talk Cavs after they wrap up. Make sure you don't miss the post game after the Cavs are done, because we're going to be talking about it probably for about a full hour after. All the reactions are going to be right here on The Fan. But let's talk a little Browns here as we transition. Let's get to our very own Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, on with Ken Antley this morning as well. He talked about what he wants to see from Shedeur Sanders as we're gearing up and now into rookie minicamp.
What's alarming is they're doing this already. Let's not make this guy any more of a star and celebrity than he already is. Let's have him do something to earn it first. I, of all people, understand it, okay? So don't throw that shot at me. I'm very nervous about the Browns getting caught up organizationally from a football standpoint in the hype of Shedeur Sanders. I'm more interested in the football substance of Shedeur Sanders.
And Daryl lays it out. I think this is probably something that you look at and say, really easy to say, really hard to do. Separate the Shedeur Sanders, the star, as soon as he's on the field and the attention that he brings, and actually getting him to go through and just play football and evaluate him there. As a fan, that's very difficult to do. The Browns should absolutely be able to do this, though. Like, they need to go through and we need to see what does Shedeur bring as a quarterback. Not just the, hey, here's the mentality he brings. Here's the attitude that he's working with. But you also have to see what he works through, the mechanics and things you have to adjust. And I think you're going to get it. You're going to see everything you probably need to out of Shedeur Sanders, I would imagine, throughout rookie minicamp, and to be confident in him going into a quarterback competition. Not that he wins, but that he's going to be on the same level as everybody else looking to compete. I don't think there's any reason to go anywhere else. It's through the videos that we've gotten so far on day one. I mean, I get it. We're throwing in shorts. They played a little 7-on-7. You look good. You looked fine. I'd be more concerned that you see something that looks really bad out of a guy playing with very limited defense than a guy who looked, you know, really good. He should probably look really good. I'm not going to go out there and say anything about the good throws he makes, because very, very limited defensive participation. You should be seeing everything you need to. You should be seeing exactly what you're asking for. I'm excited to get the Shedeur experiment is sort of in here. The hype's besides the point. I am excited for the quarterback. I am falling in love with the hype of Shedeur Sanders. I fell in love with watching the tape of a quarterback that I thought was pretty darn good and fit the system pretty darn well. All right, let's wrap things up here. Chris Jimenez of Guardians TV on with Afternoon Drive today, and he talked about the early success the Guardians have found this season.
That's what we saw last year, in my opinion, was they started to gain that confidence, and the next thing you know, they took it from there all the way to the American League Championship Series. I also think with that American League Championship Series, they feel like there's a little unfinished business, and they kind of like that underdog mentality, and they kind of like the fact that, you know, maybe people picked Kansas City and Detroit ahead of them this year. It's still early enough in the season that they're going to get this thing figured out. I mean, they don't have it wrong by any means, but they start to garner that confidence, and I think this weekend goes a long way for that. Not that if they get swept or if they lose the series, it's the end-all be-all, but if you see the Guardians take this series from the Philadelphia Phillies, who in my opinion are a top five team in the league right now, I think you're going to hear maybe a little bit more positive news about our Guardians.
Yeah, I'm sort of on the in-between on the Guardians, because it's a really good start to the year. You have things to be confident in. I also think that you look at this team right now, and they're not really a team I would pick to go to the ALCS, but I wouldn't have picked them last year either. Like, they have to be able to show what they can do for a long period of time, and momentum is a big part of what they're doing. They have to ride the momentum of the season and continue to build on that and not just kind of crumble. Right? You have to be able to get the big spark and then ride the big spark and farther. The offense is starting to pick up, but I have a feeling that the roster you look at right now is not the roster you take in to a playoff series. And I mean by multiple players, not just by the obvious, you know, somebody gets hurt, something of that nature, but actually that you need to see some changes probably made down the line. And I think the offense gets better. And the fact that they're producing now, with the lack of offense they're getting, with the rocky pitching that they've been getting, and the bullpen, while still looking very good, some of their key pieces not being as strong as they were, I think you're going to be just fine. I think that you're looking at a team that still believes in themselves and is well aware that in their eyes, this was no fluke last year. It wasn't just by an oddity and by a stroke of luck that they got where they did, that they really deserved it. All right. That'll do it for the Station Buzz. Cavs are underway. Again, we'll react to them as soon as they're wrapped up in Indy. A big game three. The other big thing on the station, Andrew Berry joining Ken and Anthony this morning. If you missed it, no worries. Keep the tune here. It's coming your way in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.